The proper relation between Parliament and the courts requires that the courts should be left to get on with their work. Restrictions on media comment are limited to not prejudicing the trial. The Parliament needs to be especially careful. It is important constitutionally and essential for public confidence that the judiciary should be seen to be independent of political pressures. Thus, restrictions on parliamentary debate should sometimes exceed those on the media. See Richard Benwell and Gay on Separation of Powers, Library of House of Commons, Standard Notes, SN/PC/06053, last updated 15th August 2011. Honorable members, undoubtedly the matters contemplated for debate in this motion are of public interest, and ordinarily the general public will be interested in following developments in this House. I cannot, however, fathom a situation in which the movers of this motion can articulate their case and the matter thoroughly debated for a decision by this House without reference to the essential material issues currently before the courts. To assist me, Order 93.1 says in the opinion of the Speaker, to assist me forming an opinion on the application of Order 93.1 to a matter of profound importance as this, it is useful to draw on the experience and guidance established by precedents in other jurisdictions, especially the United Kingdom House of Commons, from where most of the provisions of outstanding orders have been taken. And I am doing this because we have not had enough, we have not developed this rule of 93.1, and that is why I have to fall on other practices in other jurisdictions to guide me, form an opinion. In the 24th edition of the Authoritative and Schemes Parliamentary Practice and Procedure, under the subheading Matters Awaiting Judicial Decision, there's reference to the current practice governing the matters sub judice as follows. And this is what the Deputy Attorney General referred to in his submission. One, cases in which proceedings are active in United Kingdom cause shall not be referred to in any motion, debate, or question. 1A1, criminal proceedings are active when a charge has been made or a summons to appear has been issued, or in Scotland, a warrant to cite has been granted. Roman number 2, A2. Criminal proceedings cease to be active when they are concluded by verdict and sentence or discontinued, or in cases dealt by court martial after the conclusion of the mandatory post-trial review. B, and this is what is relevant. Civil proceedings are active when arrangements for the hearing, such as setting a case for trial, have been made until the proceedings are ended by judgment or discontinued. Any application made in or for the purposes of any civil proceedings shall be treated as distinct proceedings. C. Appellate proceedings, whether criminal or civil, are active from the time when they are commenced by application for leave to appeal, by notice of appeal, until ended by judgment or discontinued. And the search made available to me indicates that the clerks at table indicated that notice of appeal have been filed, setting of the records have been set up, have been fixed for the 9th of January 2014. Based on this practice of the House of Commons, which have decided to guide me from an opinion, it is my considered opinion that this case is active. A notice of appeal has been filed in the Ghanaian Court of Appeal. A date has been fixed for settling of records. Other applications have been filed in the High Court and corresponding dates fixed for their determination. Indeed, I am yet to come across a situation in which both Parliament and the judiciary are inquiring into the same matter simultaneously. Honorable members, what will be the effect If an investigation undertaken by Parliament as anticipated under the present motion arrive at an outcome and a decision contrary to the outcome and decision of the courts. It is therefore my ruling that a discussion of this motion will prejudice the parties to the various cases currently before the court. The point of order is hereby sustained. Accordingly, the motion calling on this House to investigate the offer by an acquisition by Fortis Equity Fund Limited and other related matters is ruled out of order. I must quickly add that there are other tools available to this House that can be utilized if the House so decides, and it is entirely left to the House to decide as much. Honourable members, that is my ruling. Yeah.